Are you a small black-owned business that wants to move to the next level? Are you looking for a business mentor, office space, access to markets and funding? Do you want to learn business strategies to help you build a sustainable business? Then the Black Umbrellas Incubation Program is for you. Visit www.blackumbrellas.org to find out more. Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Wonderful day to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on TaxFM 107.2. You are listening to Lennox Wasara, and I am certainly not alone because I'm speaking to Mr. Kabelo Baloyi, who is an inspiring entrepreneur because he's currently running Nage Training Solutions. Mr. Kabelo Baloyi's journey started when he was working for South African Training Service, when he used to do marketing there, and he saw a gap in the market. And he did this with his partner, Tumelo, and they started Nage Training Solutions. The company provides health and safety training, and they provide this to their clients with safety files. Most importantly, these people are highly performing individuals. They demonstrate a lot of drive, enthusiasm, and they take initiative. They also have the ability to work under immense pressure and are able to prioritize and ensure deadlines are met accordingly and also to the highest level of standards. How are you doing, sir? Thank you for joining me.
Hello, Ave. Hello, the listeners. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Tell us a bit about your business. What are you doing currently?
We are a health and safety organization. We're dealing mainly on your safety training, mainly on your different organization, your construction, your chemical, your mining, oil, fabrication, all of that. So we're helping those businesses out there for their safety training. So mainly on our safety training, we're dealing with your first aid, your firefighting, your crane, your forklift training, incident investigation, and we do as well as your safety files for their organizations, because mainly most of the companies out there, the safety training. Safety training help them to, you know, to grow the business as well as to help them for their staff, so that if something happens, at least you are implemented on your safety training. Like your firefighting. Firefighting, if there's a fire there in the business, you will know how to demolish the fire or to help the staff on what's happening, because most of the staff, they will never know what's happening if the fire comes. So someone comes in the office or comes in the organization, is not feeling well, you'll know how to perform CPR. You know, you'll know how to help them so that they can, you know, help them for their CPR and all of that. So our main focus is your safety training. And some of the organizations, like your construction, which we're dealing mainly on, sometimes you find out that people drive your forklift without the knowledge of the forklift or without the training. That training helps you so that if any injuries happen in your organization, you'll know how to suppress them.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's what we do. Yes.
Absolutely. Very comprehensive. On a lighter note, a lot of people refer to the CPR as the kiss of life, some people call it.
Yes, definitely.
Which is very popular, and I'm glad, you know, you guys are covering a lot of bases around safety, because safety is so important, but so often neglected by many companies. You're doing this work, which is good, but I wonder the back end of the story. Why did you start this particular business?
Okay, I started this business whilst I was working for very many companies. I started at South African Training Services, where I was doing sales there. So the sales that I was doing, I was seeing the gap there on, you know, I can do my own thing. Even some of the clients, you know, you go to meetings, you meet the client, they'll tell you that, no, why don't you start something like this, which can help you to, I mean, you doing it, you know what's happening, you got an experience on it. So why don't you do it? Why don't you go on your own? And I thought about it, but now, you know, because of finance, because of, you know, us people, you panic and you don't know what to do and don't have the knowledge where to start.
Sure.
I thought many times about it, and I changed the companies. I went to M-Tech Training, where I was doing sales there as well. So
sure.
I saw the gap there, mainly gap that, you know what, let me start this. Let me forget about panicking. and, you know, taking charge of my life.
Wow.
And I took charge, and then there we go. Then I found that Niche Training Solutions.
I like that. I like that approach towards life. Taking charge is something that I am trying to do as well, that we all should aspire to. But you've done that very well. And part of you taking charge, you've not just taken charge of your life, but you've also taken charge of your business, and you've joined Black Umbrellas. I wonder what it is that they're offering you right now. And also, how did you hear about Black Umbrellas?
Black Umbrellas, you know, Dumelo, came in the right time where we started the business, you know, because, you know, two heads makes positive minds. You know, you get someone like a business partner like Dumelo, who's been with us, who's been in the business with me, helping each other, you know, all the way. So he met one guy who had a business at Black Umbrellas, and then he introduced, and then this guy told us that, you know what, guys, this initiative, that, you know, something like this program for Black Umbrellas that can help you and that can grow your business. Take this opportunity and, you know, approach this guys and take it from there. Then, you know, we didn't hesitate. Me and Dumelo, we sat down and we went to those guys. We went for incubation and we went for interviews with them. You know, yes, that's how we got introduced to Black Umbrellas, which has been very much helpful until now, you know. I mean, after this pandemic of COVID-19, you know, suppressed a lot of businesses. I mean, we are small enterprise businesses. We couldn't survive this, you know, until this Black Umbrellas came. And they've been with us. They've been helping us. You know, they've been showing us, you know, some of the, when you are a businessman, you there's a lot of gaps.
For sure.
You know, that you will never know. But with Black Umbrellas, we know a lot of things now. You know, you know how to market your business. You know how to finance your business. You know how to use money. You know a lot of things. So, I mean, when you don't know the business, you think that you know it, until someone comes and say to you, this is how we do it. This is not how we do it. You know, we learn every day, you know. Yes.
Absolutely. So as the quote goes, knowledge is power. Certainly true, because it's bringing a lot of value to the company at this point in time. I'm just wondering from your side, you know, what specifics is Black Umbrellas really bringing to the table for you at this point in time?
At this point of time, you know, they help us. They help us. They help the business. They put in the business from the one gear to the next gear. Like now, as I told you, I've learned a lot of things from them. I've learned how to, you know, to basically market the business and, you know, keeping in touch with the clients that I have. Because what I've learned as well is, like, your clients that you have is your client that you'll have for lifetime. If you keep them in a good manner and you make sure that you give them what they need, and you make sure that if you have a job with them, you make sure that you do the job correctly, you know, 100% capacity. And that's how Black Umbrellas help us, you know, me and Dumelo, so that we can know how to deal with our clients, you know, how to get business from our clients, you know, and how to deliver good quality service to our clients, you know.
Yeah, that's good. And I like the fact that as well, that you talk a lot about the marketing effort that's come into play now, and also not just the marketing, but also just the client engagement that's improved through the help of Black Umbrellas.
Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Also wondering from your side, you know, as somebody who was looking for assistance at some point, and now you really know what you're doing through the help of Black Umbrellas, what would you advise other entrepreneurs who are possibly looking for assistance right now?
I would say to them, you know, go out there, you know, go to them, Black Umbrellas, go to their website, you know, and the initiative is very good, you know, to stand up, to say to you, don't say to yourself you can do it. Yes, you might do it. You'll see the money in your bank account. You'll see the client coming in. But there's one thing that you might not know what to do. You know, go out there, get advice from them, you know, They will help you, definitely. And they won't give up on you. They will help your business. You know, don't just sit down and tell yourself that, you know what, I know what I'm doing. I know I've been doing this. You can do it for 10 years. You can do it for 15 years. But there will be one or two gaps that you will never know. You know, so I'm telling all the entrepreneurs out there, stand up and go there and try it once more again, you know. Yes.
Certainly. Wondering from your side, what would you say is next for your business? You've had a very nice story until leading to this point. From here on onwards, what does the future look like for your organization?
We're looking on bigger, much more bigger heights, you know, to grow in the business in massive, bigger heights. Like we're talking about your mining companies, you know, we're talking about your bigger construction companies, you know, we're talking about contracts. You know, contracts in 3 years, 4 years, you know, that will sustain the business and grow the business in much, much more bigger heights. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for to take Nage from where it is to put it in a map out there. You know, we're looking for billboards. You know, people will recognize Nage. People will go out there and talk about Nage, you know, getting more leads from clients. Clients will talk about us and say, this is the business, this is the training, this is safety training that I took my staff at. And even my staff, even now, they know what they are doing. They know what is the training of first aid, you know. They don't forget, you know. So we like to tell people out there that we want to be put our business in bigger heights, in much more bigger heights. That's what we're looking for.
Absolutely. The next stage, the bigger stage, the next level, is certainly where Nage Training Solutions will be going through, of course, the incredible leadership that you really expressing about how you're running this business. How can people get in touch with you if they're looking for Nage Training Solutions to help them?
Okay. We currently on our website, which is www.nagetrainingsolutions.co.za. I will repeat it again. So it's www.nage, which is spelled N for November, A for April, N for November, N-A-G-E, Training Solutions.
Okay.
So it's so www.nagetrainingsolutions.co.za. And they can call us on our landline, which is 010-110-0862. Or they can get hold of me because I personally run marketing. My number is 078-226-3725.
Wonderful. There you have it, 078-226-3725. That's where you can get a hold of Kabele Baloyi, who is running Nage Training Solutions. Before I let you go, I just want to find out from you, just thinking out loud now, after this conversation we've had, I'm thinking now, if somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, hey, we are in the digital age, our knowledge is literally at the click of buttons, what is your unique selling point as Nage Training Solutions if people feel as though they can get, you know, the training online or they can get the training, the information they need from the internet? What is your, unique selling point as an organization?
Okay, we do our training, as you just mentioned. I've just thought about it now. We do our training online as well because of the COVID issues, and some of the clients, they will not want us to come to them. Some of the clients, we come to them, we do training on-site at their premises, as well as our Steve Gates deliveries after the training they've done. So what we do, introduce Sage, which is Sage Pestel. Not Sage Pestel, we the Vault. So what Vault does, it helps us to, after doing training, we just load all their stuff or the details in that thing, in the software. And then what they do their stiff gates for them online, and then they just send them their stiff gates. So it takes about, after doing your actual training or actual job, takes about 2 days or 1.5 days for them to deliver their stiff gates.
Oh, wow.
So they get the actual original stiff gates on that website, on that software, which is called Vault, which we've just introduced. So it helps them with their time, It helps them so that they, when they are in a period of rushing the steel gates or rushing so that they can get them faster, that's what we do. So they get them easily accessible. And as well as we hand deliver their steel gates, which are regional to them. Sure. You know, it doesn't take even a week for them to get the steel gate delivery. So that's what we are unique about. Even our facilitators, we get qualified facilitators to do the job. You know, they come on time, they leave on time. They make sure that the job is done. Yes, that's what we are unique about.
Awesome. Now, in summary, your last thoughts on your advice to young entrepreneurs, young South Africans listening, young students who are truly passionate about business. What is your advice to them?
I will tell them that they must not panic. They must just do something which they are passionate about. You know, if you are passionate about something, nothing will stop you. You know, you will keep on going. Yes, you will fall. You will stand up. You will fall again. You will stand up and you fall 3 times, 4 times. But one day, your things will pick up. They will pick up slowly. And by the time you look, everything is there that you were looking for. Passionate. To be patient, to love what you do, it will take you places.
Absolutely. Do not give up. I certainly agree with that. Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Kabale Baloyi. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for just sharing your insights and talking to us here today on Tux FM.
I really appreciate for your time. Much, much appreciate. And I appreciate and thank everyone who's listening today. And have a nice day and awesome day today.
Fantastic. That is Mr. Kabale Baloyi, who is running NAGE Training Solutions, doing a lot of work in the health and safety, which is an important part of every organization. Despite though organizations would like to pursue sustainability, profitability, it is important that they also pursue safety, which is a true commodity to ensure that the personnel are safe within an organization. Thank you for joining us today. It's Tux FM 107.2.
This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas, an enterprise and supplier development incubation organization aimed at supporting emerging and existing 100% black-owned businesses.